start at the beginning. And the way it happened, it just completely caught me off guard. I was walking home on the Wednesday, the 28th of September, and after a long day at the university and after dinner at my college, and as I was walking home, I started opening up my Twitter feed to see what the news was. And I happened to flick over the National Post a little bit and saw something, a headline that said something like, "Well, there's no evidence for non-binary gender identities and their pronouns are silly." And for about 5 or 10 seconds, I was really cross because I felt like I'd just been erased by this opinionated person, whoever they were. Mm-hmm. So I felt a bit mad on my own behalf. And then I suddenly realized how it would feel if it were a student who had a similar gender divergence to mine on the UFT campus. And you heard a very powerful professor coming out with this nasty invective, if I can use such a strong term. So I thought, right, now I'm really cross because they're hurting not just me, they're erasing me, they're erasing students. And students are much more vulnerable members of the university community. There might be other people who also don't have